Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock on a cool and rainy Wednesday. They say one of the most stressful things you can ever go through is moving, and I believe it. Having to pack everything up from one house, move into another, unpack, get to know a new town, a new neighborhood, new people, new neighbors. Our next guest has done it a number of times, and he, like other active duty service members, receive orders regularly that set them on a challenging mission. Permanent change of station, PCS. The Pentagon has even moved to drastically overhaul this process. That really underscores how complex and burdensome these moves can be for military families. Joining us right now, a veteran of 27 of these PCS moves, retired Captain Tim Kinsella, and he's also a Vice President of Branch Operations at Navy Federal Credit Union. Captain, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be with you, and especially to talk about this really important part of military life that a lot of folks just don't understand.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, because you have to do it sometimes on a moment's notice, and it can be, especially if you have a family, something that's pretty stressful. What do you want people to know that they may not know about what military families go through?
Military moves can be chaotic, unpredictable. I've had to move at a month's notice, and they can be very emotional. I'll tell you just a quick story myself. I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, and my then girlfriend was up in Washington, D.C. She had a great job up there. I asked her to marry me. Thankfully, she said yes. She moved down to Norfolk with me, and I was supposed to stay in Norfolk for two more years. Just bought a place, just renovated my kitchen, and then a month later, I get a call from the Navy, says, "Hey, Lucky," that was my call sign, "Hey, Lucky, congratulations, you're going to Jacksonville, and we need you there next month." I said, "Jackson, where?" I said, "Jacksonville." So they said, not only do you need to go to Jacksonville, but within a month, we need you in San Diego to do 6 months of training. Then you're going to go back to Jacksonville, and then you're going to go straight on deployment. I go home, and I tell my now fiance the news, and she immediately breaks into tears and yells, "We're never going to get married." I said, "No, of course we will." So she wasn't even a spouse. She was brand new to the military. She had to move all of our household goods down to Jacksonville, find a place for us to live, put our new place or our old place on the market for renters because we didn't have time to sell it. I had to go out to San Diego, find time to get back to the East Coast to get married, go back to San Diego. And then when my training was finished, I drove across country in 2.5 days just so I could spend time with my new wife before I immediately deployed. So it can happen pretty quick, very unexpectedly. But if you're lucky, you might get a bit of notice. But then you do it with a whole family. Like I went overseas with two small kids, two cats, trying to find a new place to live in Belgium. And we lived in a hotel room, the four of us, with the two cats for 2 months while we looked at, about 35 different houses trying to find a place to live. So it can be pretty stressful.
It's stressful indeed. So many challenges. And it often goes unrecognized, doesn't it?
It sure does. Like I said, there's a lot of chaos that comes with it, a lot of stress. There's the logistical stress, there's the emotional stress. And now that I am a team member with Navy Federal, I've been a member here since I was a young 19-year-old sailor with nothing but a sea bag on my back. And Navy Federal has been with me there along the whole way. And now that I get to be a team member here, an employee at Navy Federal, I get to see firsthand how they help our active duty members. And we got this awesome new thing called a PCS checklist that was created by a veteran here within the organization with help from military spouses that work in the organization to create something that will really help put order to that chaos that is a move for our military members.
Absolutely. We're talking with retired Captain Tim Kinsella, a veteran of 27 of these moves, and he's the Vice President of Branch Operations at Navy Federal Credit Union. What advice do you have for a family receiving those change orders?
Plan early. I know sometimes you can't because orders get sprung on you and you've got to go. There are so many things you don't even think of when you got to make a move. I mean, you got to put your kids in a new school. You've got to worry about the cost of living increase. You've got to find a place to live. So as I mentioned before, Navy Federal's got this awesome new tool called the PCS Checklist. And it will, if you get to it and get to it early, it'll lead you through step by step all of these important things that you've got to do, even stuff you didn't even think of, like a power of attorney for your spouse or for you. So when your spouse goes on deployment, or what is the cost of living increase going to look like? It's pretty awesome. I would highly, highly encourage folks to go to the Navy Federal app and take a look at it.
Where can people go for more information?
You can go to the NavyFederal.org website. You don't even have to be a member. Go to the NavyFederal.org website. Go to the Making Sense part of the website. Navigate to that. And then it'll give you all sorts of great financial tools, tips. But if you're a member, go to our app and look at the PCS checklist on the Navy Federal app. It's great.
All right. We'll check it out, Captain. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.